teammates plan on assaulting my character. Am I childish for wanting to rage quit? I play a Warforged warrior. In the beginner campaign, Lost Mines of Phandelver, game was supposed to be an easy intro to D&D. Three friends, one being DM, and two friends of DM, including Z, the artificer responsible for this entire mess. To sum the story up, my Warforged, aka sentient robot, worked as a maid for her inventor's family. When the latter was butchered in front of her, she was tasked with her inventor's last task to basically become a walking bomb and kill the inventor's brother who sent the assassins. Sadly, this event also caused her PTSD, so much that she suppresses her memories, thinking this was just another simple delivery job. My idea was for the other players to slowly but surely discover and put together my story before being hit with the finale, aka the big bomb. Well, or at least that was talked about with DM. As mentioned, our artificer got a different idea. For a while now, she has repeatedly tried to open my robot like a can. At one point, she even succeeded in knocking me out and opening my head, finding a weird cable that led to my chest and doesn't belong there. Since then, she's been obsessed with it, but I always managed to evade her. Now the group found a high-level necromancer able to cut my magic protection, and basically agreed in secret on vivisecting me and potentially taking out my soul, aka the thing that's infused with a bomb, aka the thing that's placed in the chest of my humanoid form, aka the thing my robot is given multiple times no consent on touching. My DM has tried to handle it. On one hand, she insists that it is okay, since it's what the characters would do. Artificer equals glorified mechanic, basically, but also reassures me that their checks might still fail. If they're below 15, I also asked in the group if I could at least defend myself if they tried. DM said sure, as everyone in one-on-one is equally strong, but Z started to laugh. Apparently artificers are utterly broken. So OP, they're normally illegal. Meaning that if I were to defend myself, she could still easily overpower and do whatever with me. At first I was decently fine with it. Okay, no, that's a lie, but I tried. However, the longer I'm thinking about it, the more triggered I feel. As one could guess from my character, I have CPTSD. Among these things, I experienced heavy physical violence like strangulation. While getting targeted by a teammate already felt triggering, I'm starting to feel more and more pushed into a scenario I'm genuinely not comfortable with. Last session, my Warforged made an offhand remark about the artificer's little flamethrower robot and was attacked her without initiative for 11 points, without ability to dodge. Noticing that I got upset, didn't rage, just got upset, Z started to lay it in, basically that I was a little bitch baby, and if I couldn't handle consequences, I should just go off and write a book on my own. That she plays a hothead and Z reacts like that. Stay away from people then, etc. Now there's only one mission between us in returning to that mage. I also realize that I'm not having fun anymore. Would it be childish to potentially rage quit like that? Important edit. So hey, OP here again. This post got a lot of traction. So much traction that my group found it. I'm currently in talks and it turns out, I got a bunch of stuff wrong, like legit, both in intentions as well as some general facts. E.g. apparently Z, saying Artificer is OP, was because her voice mixed with the other guy, who talked about a different type of mage. We play over Discord and they talked at the same time, plus have the same profile pic. It was also shortly after Z attacked me, or well, tried, but one says it got stopped and taken back. Whatever it was, I think I must have gotten triggered and activated CPTSD tunnel vision. Not saying this entire post is a lie or something, but if you read this now, please take whatever I've written with a large bucket of salt. A lot of stuff, also in my replies, is me being very emotionally unstable. AKA it was the truth to me at that time, but not the objective truth per se. Add to this, JFC, you guys are brutal. While I'm very touched how many people showed concern and care, y'all went really dark when it came to DM and Z. From bully to enabling R? Just gonna say, as much as I felt hurt myself, that's not cool. Like, yes, you only went from what you've been told. And in that sense, yes, it's mainly my fault. Not yours. But still, geez, I'm not supporting that. To my teammates. So, hey, I'm not sure what you're thinking right now. I see that you're blowing up my phone with texts and calls. But I didn't get around to reading any because I was still feeling upset. I'm in a crunch for 3 exams and presentations tomorrow, and overall wanted to deal with this on Friday. Friday, because till then I thought I could gather my thoughts and feelings into an appropriate format. Till then you were not supposed to see this post, like at all. According to E, you're also very hurt. I took it to the internet instead of talking it out. Now, I gave this to E, already, but to give this quick PSA, I wrote this ironically on purpose so that I would not hurt you. As you can see from this post, when I get triggered and emotional, I run the risk of going haywire. This includes thinking and seeing things in a very, very, very unfair manner, hence to blow off some steam, but also get input and not being trapped alone with these thoughts and spiraling, I journal on Reddit. Reddit because 1, I can't keep a diary to save my life, and 2, so people not attached to me can provide input and reality checks. Two heads keep the third from going down the rabbit hole. After I got that and calmed down, aka became rational again, I'm able to transport the good stuff outside to actual conversations. If I don't, this will hit you up front. I don't say this as a cheap excuse, it's an honest explanation. And yes, I know, it sounds hilarious to partially see the internet as such a vacuum, with no RL reaction. But TBF, I also never had such traction before, plus the misery that one of you actually uses Reddit, and then looked at this sub specifically. Hi, R. In that sense, I also don't know what's the correct reply here. As I said, I do feel horrid that I did hurt any of you, and got hurt by proxy, and hope we can resolve the misunderstanding somehow. And I do apologize. Though maybe that sounds cheap here, so I'll repeat it in RL2. Z, TBF, I said the truth that I don't mean anything personal against you. Overall, I think you per se realize now that the same way my words and actions might have hurt you, your words can hurt me too, be it directly or through a medium. Though again, I didn't want you to find out about this like that. So yeah, see the rest of you either partially tomorrow or on Friday. Don't dig around my profile. I generally have not ever written about any of you outside of here. I'm glad they managed to clear up the miscommunication, but I think this is a great warning to people only hearing one side of the story. We can easily jump to the worst conclusions about complete strangers, and it turns out to be nothing. Just talk to the people at your table. This next story is another failure of communication. More of a rant. I'm an experienced player, but I like playing simple marshals because I find them easier to make characters for. I take GWM/SS, since they needed to keep up at later levels and be a team player, by being useful and killing the thing before it kills us. Not to power game. My party would not stop talking about how broken my barbarian is because he does damage? Like he's supposed to? How is it the only thing he's good at? And it just really annoys me because they don't see how I miss. How I only hit because spellcasters buff me, or the spellcaster's just shutting shit down, manipulating minds, being way more useful at everything else. They only see the big shiny numbers. I've told them it annoys me, but they keep doing it to where I just want to retire him and play a spellcaster, and really fuck shit up. I guess my point is, why do people think marshals are broken? It makes me kinda sad. Edit. Table has spellcasters that can and have absolutely shut down encounters. I think this is why this bothers me way more. I had played as caster to support my fighter, and everyone talked about how GWM was broken when I was like, he wouldn't have hit if I didn't bless. Or lived if I hadn't cast slow. I guess it's just harder to notice how strong spells are. I'm honestly really happy and surprised the comments largely agree with me. I wish the people that understand how marshals are the furthest from broken were at my table. I honestly want to bring a wizard, really and truly fuck shit up out of spite, then dip. It's so ridiculous. Since everyone keeps chiming, the table's experienced players. Level 8, 27 point buy, no bonus feats or the like. We all like to roleplay and focus on that. I chose Barbarian since it fit my character best. It's not an issue of table experience or expectations, especially since some also optimized and chose some stuff for purely combat. Who in their right mind thinks that marshals are broken? Please explain in the comments below how that is the furthest thing from the truth. Before we take our leave, don't forget to subscribe to our channel, All Things D&D. Stay tuned for more amazing Dungeons & Dragons content every Friday.